The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. Gracious God, your blessed Son came down from heaven to be the true bread that gives life to the world. Give us this bread always, that he may live in us and we in him, and that strengthened by this food, we may live as his body in the world, through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord.
Amen.
You may be seated. So, Brent's going to play a song. Yep.
A reading from Kings. But he himself went a day's journey into the wilderness and came and sat down under a solitary broom tree. He asked that he might die. It is enough now, O Lord, take away my life, for I am no better than my ancestors. Then he lay down under the broom tree and fell asleep. Suddenly an angel touched him and said, "Get up and eat." He looked, and there at his head was a cake baked on hot stones and a jar of water. He ate and drank and lay down again. The angel of the Lord came a second time, touched him and said, "Get up and eat, otherwise the journey will be too much for you." He got up and ate and drank. Then he went into the strength of that food 40 days and 40 nights to Horeb, the Mount of God. Word of God, word of life.
Thanks be
to God. Let us pray Psalm 34 responsively. I will bless the Lord at all times. The praise of God shall ever be in my mouth.
Glory in the Lord.
Let the holy hear and rejoice. Proclaim with me the greatness of the Lord. Let us exalt God's name together.
I
sought the Lord who answered me and delivered me from all my terrors. Look upon the Lord and be radiant, and let not your faces be ashamed.
All my affliction.
The angel of the Lord encamps around those who fear the Lord and delivers them.
Pray
to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from Ephesians. So then, putting away falsehood, let all of us speak the truth to our neighbor, for we are all members of one another. Be angry, but do not sin. Do not let the sun go down on your anger, and do not make room for the devil. Thieves must give up stealing. Rather, let them labor and work honestly with their own hands, so as to have something to share with the needy. Let no evil talk come out of your mouths, but only what is useful for building up, as there is need, so that your words may give grace to those who hear. And do not grieve the Holy Spirit of God, with which you were marked with the seal for the day of redemption. Put away from all your bitterness and wrath and anger and wrangling and slander, together with all malice, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving one another, as God in Christ has forgiven you. Therefore, be imitators of God as beloved children, and live in love as Christ loved us and gave himself up for us, a fragrant offering and sacrifice to God. The word of God, the word of life. Thanks be to God.
Holy Gospel according to John. Jesus said to them, "I am the bread of life. Whoever comes to me will never be hungry, and whoever believes in me will never be thirsty." Then the Jews began to complain about him because he said, "I am the bread of life that came down from heaven." They were saying, "Is not this Jesus, the son of Joseph, whose father and mother we know? How can he now say, 'I have come down from heaven'?" Jesus answered them, "Do not complain among yourselves. No one can come to me unless drawn by the Father who sent me, and I will raise that person up on the last day. It is written in the prophets, 'And they shall be taught by God.' Everyone who has heard and learned from the Father comes to me. Not that anyone has seen the Father, except the one who is from God. He has seen the Father. Very truly I tell you, whoever believes has eternal life. I am the bread of life. Your ancestors ate the manna in the wilderness and they died. This is the bread that comes down from heaven, so that one may eat it and not die. I am the living bread that came down from heaven. Whoever eats this bread will live forever, and the bread that I will give for the life of the world is my flesh. The Gospel of the Lord. Our midpoint in our five-week series on John's Gospel, chapter 6, the bread of life. Some of my pastor friends have abandoned the lectionary and said, no more bread. But I love bread. One of my cousins just found out recently that she has celiac disease. That means that she can't eat anything with gluten in it. No pasta, no bread, no cake, no cookies. She even found out that beer has gluten. Pretty sad story. Not that any of that really matters to her, but she really loves bread, and that does matter. She said to me one time, I don't care what it says in the Bible. I could live on bread alone. She would determine what restaurant, like one of the children, determine which restaurant that she wanted to go to by the type of bread that they bring to the table before you order. Not eating bread is a real struggle for her. And knowing that struggle, when we went out for dinner, I made sure that we went to a restaurant that didn't automatically bring bread to the table, and I also ordered a gluten-free meal. We were at a synod meeting a couple years ago, and the liturgy planners had decided that serving gluten-free bread and no alcohol wine would, to everyone, would solve the problem for those who could not tolerate bread or wine, alcohol. What a disappointing taste of Holy Communion that Sunday turned out to be. Now, pasta and cookies and crackers, you know, some things are okay without gluten. But don't mess with my bread. And that fake wine was pretty nasty, too. The world loves its bread. Bread is a definitive staple around the world. And the Bible is packed with bread stories. It's always been a metaphor in the Bible for healing and for the presence of God, as we heard in that story of Elijah this morning. Good example, eat the bread, the cake that is provided, so you will have food and that you will have nourishment for the journey. Bread is a relational food. We talk about breaking bread together. We share stories around a good loaf of bread. Many of us would be able to remember a great picnic with a baguette and some cheese on some European street or park. And at this table, we receive a little piece of bread that is a foretaste of the kingdom of heaven. At our clergy gathering last week, one of the pastors was bragging about his success with the first month on the new Atkins diet. No bread, no carbs, no gluten. But he did say that not only has he developed, lost some weight success, but his longing for Sunday mornings to come when he can receive Eucharist now is not only spiritual, but it's also physical. And he loves Sunday mornings now. We heard in this gospel that Jesus offers himself as the bread of life. And those who were listening found that very difficult to take in. Difficult to eat of that bread. They just couldn't stomach what Jesus had to teach them. They turn their backs on this food.
Jesus proclaims himself to be the true food that will satisfy the longings and the needs of all the people. This is the bread that I will give for the life of the world, my flesh. The problem is that Jesus' bread is difficult to eat. Of course it is. Listen to that claim that Jesus is making. Whoever heard of a God that has anything to do with the everyday, with the ordinary, the mundane? Gods are supposed to be made for greatness, not grime. They're supposed to live in the clouds, not here with the common folks. Who ever heard of a God who's willing to suffer the pains and the problems, the idiosyncrasies and the embarrassments of human life? What kind of God is that? No wonder the crowds were against Jesus and were grumbling. No wonder they were upset. They knew who they are, with their doubts and their fears, with their betrayals, their broken promises, their petty grudges, their foolish prejudices. They knew all the shame and the disappointment and the regret that they all carry. And if Jesus is really like them, they felt doomed. How can somebody like them, the boy next door, the son of the people that we sit next to in the marketplace, how can that person be the Savior? And so they grumble because they're angry. Angry at this person making such high and mighty claims, but even more, they are afraid. They're afraid that in the end, they're not worth saving. That if the Savior is just like us, we're not worth anything. And I would guess that most of us could put ourselves or would put ourselves right there with the crowd. I mean, when push comes to shove, our faith is rather fragile. We look around and we can see that there are others who pray better, who live better, who worship better, who praise God better than we do. We're just ordinary people. How can we expect God to come to us? How can we, ordinary people, expect God to care for us? Much more, how can we, ordinary people, expect God to love us with such a love? Well, consider this. Think of the water that we use in baptism. It's not holy. It's not special. It's not different. Although I don't get it out of the tap because it discolors our shell. I buy distilled water. It's just ordinary water. Or think of the bread and the wine of communion. They're not extraordinary either. They're ordinary, common, right off the shelf. Get it at the grocery store. Hardly worthy of God, of God's use, of God's notice. And yet, God does use such ordinary things, such common elements, to achieve God's will and to bring God's salvation to the world. Jesus was common, was ordinary, mortal, just like us. And yet, also, Jesus was uncommon, divine, the Son of God, the bread of life. This is the claim Jesus makes in today's gospel, this claim that offended the crowd and still offends today. Because we expect God to come in might, and yet God comes in weakness. We look for God to come in power, and yet God comes in vulnerability. We look to God to come in justice. That's what we expect from God. And we find God, or better yet, God finds us in mercy, in forgiveness. God uses ordinary things, bread, wine, water, you, me. God uses ordinary things to bring the extraordinary to the world. The claim and the promise that Jesus makes today is this. God became incarnate, took on flesh, became just like us, so that God might save us and all the people who come to faith in God by God's word. Whoever eats this bread will live forever. The bread that I give is life for the world, and it's my flesh. So, eat. Eat the bread. Be nourished by the only food that gives you life and strength to share this good news of the world. The only food that fulfills the promise that you are what you eat. The body of Christ for the life of the world. That's what you are, because that's what you eat. Eat and be who you are called to be. The body of Christ for the life of the world. Amen. And just as a side note, for anyone who is gluten intolerant, we do have a rice cracker so that you can too participate in the fullness of Holy Communion, the life of the world. Just ask me at communion time if you need that.